Welcome to our kitchen and to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news. What are we throwing cards here?
I thought you needed one.
Oh,
no, I said you wanted four.
Welcome to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on one today. I hope you guys are doing
I'm trying just not to make a mess again.
I thought you wanted like four or five purple sticks.
No.
You said you're trying to get rolling this morning.
No, man, that's too much, man. Too much caffeine.
I'm just kidding. It's too much caffeine at one time.
Well,
I don't recommend doing that. It was a joke.
Throwing cards at me or something.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
We're playing blackjack.
Oh, by the way, we got a bunch of news to cover today.
I got a bunch of stuff we're going to cover.
I'm going to take some protein powder first.
Also, be sure to check out the product of the week and the Ultimate Morning Energy Kit.
Which is what we're doing now.
You know, I've never put this together as a kit, ever.
Well,
Why do you have to use such an aggressive blade to stir the cup? Can't you use a spoon?
I could try to stir with my Glock if you want.
Bring a K-bar out here?
Jeez. No, I could use the Glock.
It'll still fire. Anyway,
it will fire. It'll fire underwater.
So a bunch of people ask us about this because we've drunk this for years, and I was like, I've never put a kit together, and I don't know why. It was just something.
By the way, we have drunk this for years is the correct grammar.
That's what I said.
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna get letters on it. You mean you drank it for years?
No.
We have drunk it for years. It has to be a helping.
We have this debate sometimes on certain words and the way they're used. Yep. So we go back and forth on it because we try to give you guys a educated show.
Well, and sometimes
from Central Florida.
Yeah, sometimes we get these. I make a grammar mistake. I do. And I
don't you love those emails?
Yeah.
They send me a paragraph and then a copy from the dictionary and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I've got the grammar person. They always tell me I'm the grammar person. And I'm okay, great.
Cool story.
And they're really nice. They send me really nice.
They're fun
emails.
At parties too. Those are always the fun people.
I bet this lady'd be real fun. by the way, I want to say this. We're gonna start with this. We cannot redact 80,000 pages of our JFK assassination documents to drop Tuesday afternoon, says Trump.
I saw that.
Okay, that means we're not going to drop them, or we're going to basically
– they're supposed to drop. I think we're
about to
redact
it.
Them.
Yeah, okay, 80,000 pages. And, you know, and here's what they're saying here. This is very, very interesting. This is an article out of Zero Hedge, and it says people have been waiting for decades for this, says Trump on Monday. I said during the campaign that I'd do it. I'm a man of my word. Over these decades, a growing consensus has formed around the belief that the official story is false. On the other hand, there are many competing theories about who is really responsible. Here are just a few hypotheses. If your top stories are listed, share it in the comments. Number one, the CIA killed JFK because of the outrage over his failure to invade Cuba. No, the CIA was involved in killing JFK because he wanted to get rid of the CIA because of their drug involvement in Vietnam. He wanted to get rid of the opium trafficking out of Vietnam and out of Southeast Asia. That's the truth here on that one.
And he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
That
was a big one.
That's another big one. And he said in a newspaper, speech that he did that there was a great conspiracy to enslave the United States, and I'm paraphrasing this, and before he was out of office, he was going to get rid of it, and it operated through covet means. Okay? That would be the international banking cartels, and he wanted to basically get the executive order 11110. I want to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
And the Soviet Union killed JFK in retaliation, embarrassing the USSR in the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's not true. No. Cuba's Fidel Castro killed JFK. Not true. The Mafia killed JFK. Yes, they were probably involved because of Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy's crackdown, because they helped to get him into power through Chicago, through the mafioso groups, and then he turned on them. Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson conspired to kill JFK to take power. That one's probably true. That one's very, very true. And now here's the really big one that's really, really true, and I can't even believe they're listing this because it is very real. Israel killed JFK.
Whoa. You can't say that.
I'm just telling you what it says here in the Zero Hedge article. Because of his opposition to the country's nuclear weapons development and potential sympathy with the Palestinians, right to return to homes they were expelled from in 1948, and insistence that the American Zionist Council register as agents of Israel pursuant to the Foreign Agents Registration Act. That's a really big one. Now, there's one other thing, too. He wanted to disclose what happened with Roswell. And he was doing a lot of pillow talk with Marilyn Monroe about that. And that's one of the reasons she checked out. And so a lot of things were happening at a lot of moving parts all at once, which makes it very difficult to try to figure out exactly what happened. There's a really good video you can watch online. It covers a lot of this. And it basically is called From JFK to 9/11. It's a Rich Man's Trick. It's available on YouTube, so if you can believe that. He's getting taken out. People keep reposting it. From JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. It's excellent, and it goes into detail on that. And if you really want to hear some really interesting stuff, watch The Sacrificing of Liberty, about the USS Liberty and how it was shelled and shot at with 5,000 rounds from Israel back in 66, 67, when they were trying to start a war with us in Egypt. You've got to watch that video, and that'll really tighten it up because it goes into detail with Johnson and who he was and how he had a girl who was a, how should I say, a KGB agent, basically from the Soviet Union, and basically she was working. Now, I'm sorry if she was not KGB. I apologize. I wasn't planning on talking about this today. She was Mossad agent from Israel, and he was having an affair with her, and her husband knew full all about all of it. It's very, very weird, and they go into detail on that with Israel and with, you know, Lyndon Johnson and him conspiring to start World War III. If the captains and the ships and the persons and the people on the USS Liberty had not got an antenna up to call for help and broadcast on an open frequency that Israel was attacking them, that ship would have been destroyed. Yeah. Egypt would have been blamed, and we probably would have stepped into World War III, or at least a giant war with Egypt at that point. Watch that video, and you'll really learn about JFK, who killed JFK, who Johnson was. He's an absolute pervert weirdo is what he was. And you guys can figure this out on your own pretty easily. And so everything I told you this morning is very, very, very accurate. Austin, what do you think of what's your next story?
Yes. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on with the whole thing with JFK for years. It's always been a topic of discussion as far as being able to talk about what really happened with government's involvement with assassination, mm-hmm. with controlling the narrative. And I mean, you see all this stuff now, this theater. I mean, I saw an article earlier. They were talking about how France is demanding the Statue of Liberty back now. All this stuff, I mean, I'm not joking. I can pull the article.
Well, let me say something to you, frogs. I call them frogs.
Dude.
That was awful, wasn't
bro,
it?
It's the French government. It's really not the population.
Well, I know, but they called them frogs in World War II. The Germans were called krauts.
I know.
The Japs were called nips.
The comment online was, well, we're not giving you a Statue of Liberty back. If it wasn't for the United States, you'd still be speaking Germany.
Here's the interesting little thing that you guys don't know about. A lot of the French soldiers were conscripted into the German army and fought for the Third Reich after France was taken over.
I didn't actually know that.
Yep. And had they not done that, they probably would have been shot or killed. But they were fighting for Germany, which I thought was interesting. And by the way, the Maginot Line did not work. I've been there before. We actually toured the Maginot Line.
Yeah.
We went down inside the bunkers.
Did you?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, they were fixed fortifications, and all you do is go around them. Why are you going to attack a fixed fortification? You're going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And well, you're going to get shelled to death and just go around it. We're going to go 40 miles north and go through the forest and just have fun with all that. But that was a pretty big deal, that Maginot Line.
Yeah.
It's still there. They can't tear it down. The concrete's too thick.
That thick?
Yeah. A lot of those bunkers are still there. So
this is an article here. It's interesting. It's going to tie into some stuff that a lot of you guys didn't know about. So stay tuned with me on this one. It says digital IDs along with the real ID are going to lead the surveillance-based technocracy. And this is something that's interesting because I've talked to you guys about this, about the Real ID Act from 2005. They're trying to force everybody to get these real IDs that essentially you can track and scan. One of the reasons why they're wanting to do this is, A, they want to be able to scan your ID everywhere you go. So they're not going to have to just look at your driver's license and go, oh, this is your name, this is your date of birth, this is your address. They can actually scan it. Every single law enforcement, every single place of business is pretty much going to have a scanner. Every federal agency is going to have a scanner. They're going to scan your ID. That being said, it goes on a whole bigger list of this because they said the real ID is meant much more for than just flying. It's meant for your life, for all things you might need an ID for at any point in the future. It is meant for federal control overall, your identification, and all of your transactions. According to Brace, Real ID represents a backdoor means through which the U.S. can implement a national ID system similar to almost all other countries. And essentially what it's going to do is it's going to start gathering and storing data in this database. So this Real ID system that's going to be linked to your driver's license is going to go to this giant just troche of information that they can access. This ties into exactly what I'm about to tell you guys now, an executive order that got signed that most people don't even know this was in the executive order. You guys remember on Trump's day one executive orders, he designated certain international cartels as foreign terrorist agents. We all pretty much agreed with that, right? You don't really want terroristic cartel members in our country or outside of our country pushing fentanyl. That was a story. We can all agree on that. It says, it goes on to say here that according to the State Department, played a critical role in fighting terrorism and effective means of curtailing support for terrorist activity. To the end, the Department of Treasury's Financial Crime Enforcement Network was tied into this executive order. it announced a new rule cracking down on cash transactions this week, but only in certain geographical regions. No matter the administration's intent to target cartels, this rule is going to expand government surveillance over a ton of citizens. They issued the geographical targeting order to combat further illicit activities and money laundering the Mexican-based drug cartel. The GTO...
This is really bad.
This is this. The GTO requires... Put this on camera four for a second, Rich. Requires all money services located in 30 zip codes. 30 zip codes. California and Texas near the southern border to file currency transaction reports, CTRs, with FinCEN, a $200 threshold in connection with cash transactions.
Pushing Bitcoin, Austin.
This is CTR that you got to be forced to sign if you basically deposit more than $10,000 out of your business into an account in cash. Okay, that's been on the books for years. People already pretty much understand that. That is a $200 threshold now in over 30 different zip codes.
Sounds like the EU with their 500 euro getting rid of that.
In the United States. This isn't in Mexico. Some of these zip codes don't even border, basically border Mexico, by the way. It says the order lists all 30 zip codes in counties that each about the close to the U.S.-Mexican border in California and Texas. They said Californias are the state's only two border counties that are listed on here. Five in Texas encompass only a small portion of the total border. Federal law requires banks as well as businesses and private services like check cashing or currency exchange to fill out CTRs that are protected against illegal activity, limited now at $200, including ATM transactions. You can barely even have enough money to go to the grocery store and buy food for the week with $200.
We bought a couple bags of groceries the other day at Publix. It was $130. Remember?
It was good food.
Yeah, it was good food, really high quality. But the point was it was $130.
Yeah. $200 transaction cap now. File a CTR on you. This is insane, by the way. And by the way, this has, unless you haven't figured this out, this has nothing to do with drug cartel. What kind of drug dealer has deposited $200 or pulled $200 out in cash? Well, are you joking me?
Well, it could be when people come into the country illegally and they go to an ATM and someone's giving them a card and they withdraw $200. But that's me stretching it way
$200 out. Even? Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do with $200 as far as for any significant period of time?
Get a bus ticket. That's about it.
But on top of this, though, this isn't going for illegals. This is any transaction in these 30 counties. This is that blanket dragnet that Snowden talked about, where they're going in and they're just dragnetting an entire area and grabbing every single time. I don't know anybody that would even go to the ATM for much less than $200. I mean, and then nowadays with fuel and food, I mean, what do you go to the ATM for? Pull out 40, 50 bucks, 60 bucks?
People pull out 40 or 50 all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, so now you pull out 220? I mean, you're getting flagged?
Most people don't carry cash anymore, Austin.
Isn't that the point I was just about to make on this? Now people that are law-abiding citizens are going to be terrified for fear of reprisal to take money out of the bank. Isn't that kind of the whole goal that they want to do now here? Mm-hmm. I'm not a criminal. I'm not going to pull $200 out. I don't need the money. I'll just put it on my card. I'm not a criminal. I'm not doing anything illegal. Oh, so now they're changing people's behavior with more enforcements of illegal engagements.
Oh, by the way, Elon Musk had an interview with Grandpa Munster, also known as Ted Cruz. Have you ever seen the comparison pictures between Grandpa Munster and Ted? I mean, these are like brothers. He looked rough. And by the way, Elon Money said that one of the wilder discoveries in his Department of Government Efficiency has made his 14 magic money computers that can send payments from thin air with nothing in the bank behind them.
Repeat that. He found that?
I had to read this, yeah. Musk Dodge has already slashed staffing in several federal agencies. Ted Cruz hosted the First Buddy and the Richest Man on Earth on his Verdict podcast Monday, and Musk did not disappoint in taking listeners inside Doge and brought up one shocking discovery after gaining access to the Treasury Department, which they tried to block, if you remember.
I remember that.
One of the things you told me about was what you call magic money computers, Cruz said. You may think the government's computers all talk to each other. They all synchronize, and they add up what funds are going somewhere in coherent numbers, or basically so you don't overdraft your account. They're not, he said. Musk said the numbers could be off by anywhere from 5% to 5%. Any computer which could just make money out of thin air, that's magic money, he explained. Cruz said, how does that work? And he goes on to say, basically, it just issues payments with no money in the bank. This is mind-boggling.
What?
Yeah, this gets really whacked out.
Balance sheet?
The Texas Senator then said Musk claimed that the computers at the U.S. Treasury Department were sending out trillions in payments. Trillions. They're mostly at the Treasury. Some are at HHS. One or two at the state. There's some at the DOD. I think we found 14 magic money computers, Musk explained. Yeah, they just send money out of nothing, alleging they fabricate payments and then send them worldwide. This is a crazy story.
Yeah.
Some liberal critics under that Musk discovered are the tenets of what's called modern monetary theory, which suggests governments do not need to worry, this is Keynesian economics, by the way, about accumulating debts as they can pay interest by printing money. Ted Cruz and Elon Musk discovered the bombshell fact that the MMT is true, wrote leftist author and current affairs editor Nathan Robinson. They're actually kind of correct. The federal government issues money out of thin air. It's not like a household that needs to have a dollar before spending it. The government is an issuer of the dollar, so it creates it. We can either use it to pay for health care or fund wars overseas, wrote the Debt Collective. Bitcoin fixes this, added Jameson Lopp, you know, with more favorable look on Musk diagnosing the issue, as many of Trump and Musk fans were shocked. That shocked me, that basically they can just print money out of nothing, and because they issue the currency and they do it through debt and through interest, it doesn't make any difference if it's in the account or not.
Hence,
because it's written on the faith of the United States of America, people accept and deposit it.
And this is exactly why it ties into what I just talked about with digital currency and no paper. If you can reach a point where the government's operating almost entirely off digital money, they're already doing this.
There's no checks and balances.
Computers. There's no checks and balances. Mm-hmm. They just all said they wire another agency $1 trillion. The money numbers come up on a dash.
Same thing the banks do. You know, if they have $1,000 in somebody's bank account, they can loan 40,000 against
correct.
It.
40-1.
They just make it. They just print the card.
Reserve banking.
They just transfer the money into your account. And you're like. They have a certain amount of money, and this all. Let me tell about how this started. Okay, this is how it started. Back when the Rothschild boys were actually using gold, people were depositing gold with them.
Yep,
and they didn't want to run around with gold in their pouches because they didn't want to get robbed. And so they would give them a certificate, a
gold certificate.
Mm-hmm. And as long as the Rothschilds had about 10 or 15 or 20%, they would issue them a certificate against the gold that did not exist.
Correct,
because not everybody pulled their gold out at one time. And so what happens is they basically started just giving out loans and basically printing money, so to speak, out of thin air with these certificates they were giving, and nobody ever redeemed their gold, so they never had a problem with it because it was 40-1. Back then it was probably 10-1, and that's what the government also does through this. There we go.
This is a $100 gold certificate from 1922.
They got rid of those.
They got rid of these. This was actually paper that was connected to physical gold that was in holding somewhere. So, by the way, this is a lot of money in 1922. This is $100 in gold. This certificate paper on eBay goes for $1,600 right now. And you can't – and it doesn't get you gold, by the way. I don't know what it would – I mean,
I think these are like
– collector items.
Yeah. But now you got to think about this. This is actually what they had back then. So this is what he's talking
about. That's about $10,000 right now.
Yeah.
That's about 100 times more.
That's a pretty cool collector piece, though.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't. Yeah, but for $1,600.
I'd pay $100 for that. That's pretty cool.
I'd rather have a gold eagle.
You're not buying a gold eagle for $100.
You have to get a half gold eagle. Half
a tenth of a gold eagle is still more than that.
Oh, by the way, this is an interesting article. And, you know, and I'm going to say something. Give me this camera. It just kind of irritates the garbage out of me, right? I don't like this. You know, you got all these dudes who want to play women's sports.
They're not dudes. They're cross-dressing tranny weirdos.
No, let's just stop for a second. So, you know, I'm 6'8". I'm not, but I wish I was. Well, not, I couldn't fit in a sports
six
car.
6'8", you can't walk through a door.
6'3" is okay. I'm 6'3". I weigh 280 pounds. I'm a defensive lineman. I'm a monster.
Yeah.
And I want to go play girls' badminton.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see where you're going with this.
But I'm not going to play it like everybody else. I'm going to run into everybody. Yeah. I want to be Mr. Macho. I want to be that man. I want to get in an Olympic boxing ring and hit somebody so hard they think they're almost dead because you outweigh them and you can outreach them and you're massive compared to them. Okay. You are a giant, walking, talking wussy. You are a meow boy is what you are. Somebody to take you out back and slap you around who's your size. Just thought I'd mention that to you, number one. So I never see women wanting to play men's professional sports.
You ever notice that?
Now, I'm just going to stop for a second here. Now you think, what do you mean by that? Oh, don't start on me. Every once in a while you get a kid in high school who's a girl and wants to be a kicker or something. Whatever. All right. Yeah. But I'm talking fisticuffs. I mean, tack for tack.
Yeah. You notice there's been this huge increase of females wanting to be men and transgender. So male transgenders that are actually females that go into UFC and get in the UFC. You see a lot of that, right?
Yeah, right. A lot of women want to fight.
Zero.
Men. No. Okay, so this whole person here, this Megan Rapinoe, okay, this hardcore Butch Dyke lesbian, who is a female, by the way, and who was, I will give her credit, a phenomenal soccer player with women's leagues. But I've never seen her want to go play with men. You know, I never saw that. Megan Rapinoe slams depraved Donald Trump over order banning trans athletes from women's sports.
There you go. Of course.
No, this is a hardcore Butch Dyke lesbian with her girlfriend or it friend or whatever it is. Megan Rapinoe doesn't buy the reasoning behind Donald Trump's executive order effectively banning trans athletes from women's sports. Now, the sad part about all of this stuff is you watch and you start reading about her and you realize she is a gifted athlete. But speaking with a soccer publication, Mundial, the former Team USA captain, specifically took issue with the president's claim that he's protecting female athletes from trans rivals. You know, I hate to say this to you, Megan, but you're an idiot. That's exactly what he's doing. He's protecting female athletes from men beating them up. But you don't want to believe that. Then she goes on to say, don't tell me it's about women's rights in sports, a 39-year-old former winner said.
It's exactly what it is.
Is this disingenuous to say that? That's exactly what it's for. And you're an idiot. I mean, I read this stuff and I think to myself, what's wrong with you people? Why don't you go jump in the boxing ring? Just pick, Mike Tyson's 60 years old. Why don't you decide you wouldn't be a bad boxer, Megan? And why don't you go ahead and just jump in the ring with Mike Tyson and see how that works out for you? I don't want to get in the ring with Mike Tyson. I want to stay alive for a little bit longer. He'll knock your head off. That whole thing that he did with that other guy fighting, that thing was rigged.
Oh, yeah.
Just thought I'd mention that Mike Tyson would have knocked his cock out.
It came out later on, too, essentially. If Mike Tyson won, his bonus and the contract just dropped off significantly.
Well, yeah.
It increased if he lost. And obviously, the whole thing was about money. They generated a boatload of revenue to the fact that they crashed Netflix.
Well, they did. And then they came up with everything pixelated because they couldn't handle it all. But Megan is a phenomenal female soccer player. I give her that. But why in the world do you want to deal with this? And then it brings up the next step with this. And this is another archive from The Atlantic. And it deals with Megan, but not directly. It just talks about sex without women. Yeah.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
Giddy up.
No, this was an interrupt. I saw it. It popped up on my computer, with the Drudge feed.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, do I want to go here? I thought, no, I don't think so. And it says, what happens when men prefer, going online?
Yeah.
And then it starts talking about how, Elon Musk is saying that within a few years, we're going to have basically robots.
Androids.
And so.
Well, the topic's all out there. Nobody has to try to pretend it's not. There's sex androids.
It says there are men who have fallen in love with sex dolls the way toddlers fall in love with teddy bears.
Whoa, that was a weird comparison. Why'd they have to say that?
That's pretty odd. No, I'm going here for a reason for this. Hang on one second. No. Although for children, the toy is a transitional object. Earlier this month, Elon Musk told Joe Rogan that AI-powered sex robots aren't far away from the U.S. market. Less than 5 years, they will be able to provide. Now, you think, why would you possibly cover this on a podcast giving you the latest world news and health research?
Well, it is world news.
Okay. All right, here's the thing. I'm going to let you read the rest of this stuff. It's actually a relatively good article, but here's the thing about this is the Frankfurt School did this.
Yep.
They made women and men compete in the workplace, in
That's
sports,
true.
Everything else. And they made them, instead of being someone who wanted to work together as a team, together in a marriage,
support one another,
and submit to one another, like it says in Ephesians, by the way, they decided that the men had to basically become – they had to basically worship women.
Yeah.
And the women had to be unbelievably mean to men. And you think, well, that sounds like a disastrous relationship. And it is. Just saying. That's why I read this article, because when you leave the principles that God taught you and you take it away and you decide that you want to go look at porn or you want to have a woman who's so unbelievably mean to you that it's sickening and that you
or an Android sex doll.
You know, and let me. OK,
well, you brought it up.
I'm going to go from another step. OK, if I was a guy who liked this kind of stuff with whatever these things we're talking about, which I am not. All right. If I had my choice between being with some butch dyke lesbian like this Megan nightmare who wanted to scream and yell and beat you, I know a lot of butch dyke lesbians who beat their husbands. I've seen it. All right. I've seen the bruises. If I had to be with that or be with a beautiful robot.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I
get the comparison.
No, okay. Yeah. And I got one choice. I can make either or. It's not something else. It's that too. Somebody's going to beat me and treat me like I'm a dog, you know, or at least somebody that's going to something that's going to be nice and look nice mm-hmm. and not beat me. I'm going to pick the thing that's not going to beat me. And you think, well, this is awful that you would say this on the show. I'm just telling you what I would pick. Because this is a nightmare when you get into the dating world, which I'm in now, which I don't really like at all, and you start to see the attitude of some people, both men and women, it's not just both, is in how they just absolutely use, and sometimes it appears to hate the opposite sex. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's this new thing called fiendom. You've not heard of this.
I've not heard of it.
It's an abbreviation for financial domination.
No, wow.
And the women will put on their profiles that they are a fiendom person. Fiendom.
So what does that entail?
That means they take every penny the guy has and spend it, and he's willingly giving it to them because he's going to worship them like a goddess.
It's like a financial dominatrix kind of thing?
Yeah, no, it's and I think I see this crap online. And
that's
I'm like,
interesting.
No, I'm like,
that's
what
horrible,
the?
Actually.
No, it's horrible. And you think, well, that's where it's headed because of the Frankfurt School. Gloria Steinem, who said that a man or a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
Okay? Yeah.
This crap all started back in the 50s and the 60s when that communist group infiltrated Columbia University, when they fled Germany, when Hitler took power in 33, went to Switzerland, went to Columbia, started the Frankfurt School, and brought us cultural Marxism. That's what this is. There are no sexual differences. That's what they say, that we should all be the same. That's what they say. And they promote people like this Megan weirdo, and they put her on the front page of Daily Mail because she has something to say, which she does not. And then you go right back and you see the next step, sex without women. Next step would be sex without men. It's all about population control and making us transgenders closer to their god, Ein Sof, right? Think about this for a second, who's a tranny, who basically is a hermaphrodite, who they worship, who's a snake in the tree of the universe, and they want everybody to become more like that. That's where all this is headed. But, I mean, I have seen butch dyke lesbians who have beaten their husbands, they're bisexuals, and I have asked them to pull their sleeves up before, and they were bruised from their wrists to their arms, covering up the blows that were going to their face. I've seen it personally. So, guys, here's the thing. That ain't cool. And, ladies, that ain't cool. And I know our listeners don't do stuff like that, but that's the real world and how unbelievably satanic and messed up it's getting. This is a messed up world without Jesus Christ in the middle of it. That's why he gave us specific guidelines for marriages, for love, for relationships. And it says a man should not lay with a woman. It warns you against homosexuality. The Bible is very, very clear. Remember, they don't want to have that in the schools. They don't want to teach that anymore. And they don't want to have moral reasoning skills for anybody little. That's why they're going into these rooms and they're doing the transgender story hour with these bull dyke lesbian weirdos or whatever the heck they are, teaching these little children, and they expose their genitalia to confuse these kids, and they confuse them while they're in a theta brainwave state. This whole thing is satanic. That's why I wanted to read this article today, because that's where it's headed, Austin. What do you think?
Well, no, you're exactly right on it, and that's one thing that I wanted to cover on here, because there was an article, too, that I popped up now, because I brought this up yesterday about see if I can find it here in a second, and it was talking about how the increase of all these different health problems now are going up as well with social media. As I talked to you briefly yesterday in this article, I'm going to find it here in a second. I'll go back to it. And it's talking about how now everything people are starting to realize is becoming, it's all fake on social media, to the point now they have these different filter platforms that they're building all these different, like all these social media accounts, including OnlyFans accounts with full AI platforms.
Yes.
They're fake. They don't exist.
Don't exist.
None of it's even real.
90% of dating apps are fake.
And it's not, and that we're talking about, we're in the infancy phase right now, guys. The first couple of years of AI, they're saying by 2030, 90% of everything you see online is going to be completely and totally AI generated or manipulated. Period.
Well, the other day, Michael Barrett sent us a video of Donald Trump talking about our show. Totally AI generated. Yeah. Totally fake. And I tell you what, unless you were really sharp, you would think it was real.
There's a video here. That's why I was trying to find the link because I lost it last night. I think they took it down because they're trying to promote it for this OnlyFans platform now. And somebody sent it to me. And it was a guy sitting in the chair. And he had the next screen over, which he had the AI profile, the AI filter on. And the photo over had a different background. And he was a female, AI female. So they're recording him. What it was projecting was this girl sitting there talking, waving her hands just like he was, picking up things just like he was, completely AI generated filter from him sitting there to what they had now. That's just the beginning phase of what they're doing.
I've got a friend of mine, Alice, used to live in Ukraine, and he said that a lot of the dating sites that come out of Ukraine, that they're all phonies. He said that they come in and they got 13, 14, 15 year old boys reading scripts and writing them in, and that they're basically not even a real female, and the guys go over there with wedding rings in their pockets, Austin, by the hundreds, to marry the girl they've been talking to online for the past 2 years, and they come and they get there and they find out it's a dude.
Yep.
If they ever even see the dude, or if they ever get to the doggone thing, it's a fake trying to get money from you to give your PayPal money, your credit card money, or whatever. It's all phony baloney stuff. And so when I read stuff like this, and I saw this from the Atlantic this morning, I thought, yeah, I can see this, you know. And then now they've got another thing. I have another good friend of mine. She married this dude who ended up being gay, right? And he had, you know, he had pornography, you know, male erectile dysfunction from porn. And, you know, he was like 50, 60 years old. And, you know, she's a strong Christian, wonderful girl. Luckily, she had got everything annulled. And she didn't realize that he was that messed up from the pornography. And so you see this and you think, well, can't believe you're talking about this. It's a problem, guys. This thing that, you know, George Bush said back in 2001 before 9/11 happened, Austin, that he was going to get rid of, you know, get all the porn off the internet.
Yep.
Guess what? He didn't do that whatsoever. And so we've got a real problem with this, because what they've done is they weren't getting enough people involved in sports. Listen to me for a second, because the sports distract everybody, Austin.
That's true.
Okay. I'm a Seminole. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I'm an Atlanta Falcon. You know, I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler. I recognize that's who I am. That's my affiliation. I'm on a winning team because I get beat down at work. I get beat down all the time. I get beat down by my wife. I get beat down by my husband. But I'm going to be a sports person, and I'll be that person. Well, now they're doing the same thing with the porn. They couldn't pick up all the other people. Now they're picking a bunch of people up with porn.
Yep.
And you have and OnlyFans. They have these big fans. Some of these girls, and only a few of them, by the way, are making millions upon millions of dollars a year. The majority of them make, what, $1,200 a year.
And what nobody talks about either, though.
Horrible, horrible what they've done.
90-95% of all those platforms, they have a whole team behind them that handles all the chat. You're never ever talking or hanging
out. No.
They pre-record all types of stuff in different videos.
Well, and the thing about it is that when you realize that you're talking most of the time just to an AI bot, you start to understand very quickly. But they've learned now through algorithms, Austin, how to manipulate the mindset of men and women addicted to this crap. And this is what we see here now. And this is because we've left the teachings of Jesus Christ. We no longer have a moral value system in the United States. We've walked away from it. And that's why we're in a situation like we're in, because we have tried to find political solutions to spiritual problems by putting people in the White House. It doesn't work. That pervert Biden couldn't stop stiffing little girls. I cannot believe he was elected, which obviously he wasn't elected. It was fraud. But the point is, what the heck are we thinking here? We got Barack Obama with a doggone dude for a wife, according to Joan Rivers. And we got him in the White House. And they're showing us they can put anybody they want in the White House and do whatever they want to do, whatever they want to do, including addicting the entire population of the planet now to porn. This is sick. This whole thing is sick, and I see it, and we've warned about it for decades now, and here it is upon us.
Well, they want every thought of every man to be evil all the time. That's the overall goal.
That's where it's going. Yeah. And it's just
the thing with the algorithms I've tried to warn everybody about with a lot of stuff with social media is when they start building these algorithms on you with these data collection centers, they follow everything you do. That's why you got to stop. You got to track the cookies. You got to put different platforms on as far as search engines. Cover up your doggone camera on your phone, your selfie camera. That is one of the most effective tools they build algorithms with you on, because it records your face the entire time you're on
people dilation.
Right. So when you're on Facebook, you're on social, you're on Instagram, you're on Snapchat, you're on whatever, TikTok, you know, name them. They all, at all the terms and conditions, it grants them ability to access to your camera. When I have access to your camera, it records you while you're looking at the page.
All the time.
All the time. So as soon as you pull that app up and you're scrolling, it's recording your face. Are you smiling? Are you mad? Do your pupils dilate? Do you get excited? Do you get aroused? Do you get irritated? And every single thing that scrolls across the thing, it does an algorithm. You want to talk about using AI with predictive programming to figure out what's going to basically entice somebody, what's going to make somebody mad, what's going to encourage somebody. Let that happen. Let people give you hours and hours and hours of free data collection with social media and watch your facial expression. You will have it dialed in with these AI platforms. They said they can literally, within 100 posts, they can predict what you're going to do before you're even going to do it once you get online and out in reality and society.
And what they'll do, if you're addicted to this stuff, they'll start sending you trigger points.
Correct.
To get you back into that mindset again. Ads, yeah.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I mean, you look at a Breitling watch, you know, online, or yep. You start talking about a Breitling watch, and suddenly you get ads popping up for Breitling watches. Well, how do you think they get that information? They're recording you.
Yeah, well, it's sitting on the microphone, too. That's why I'm funny about it. I will tell people all the time when I'm with someone and we're having a private conversation, I will tell them to leave their cell phones in the other room. If it's a very specific private conversation about whatever that topic that I feel it needs to be.
I'll tell them, turn them off and leave them in the other room.
Turn them off. Put them somewhere else. Leave them outside. You know, make sure they're not in the rain or something. But do not have a very serious private conversation around these fun people. Oh, so you're being conspiracy theorists. No, I'm not. I know the guys that have worked with these contractors. I know exactly what they do. And speaking of positive things, though, switching gears. Dad?
Yes?
There you are. It's a great photo of you.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Got your poster up on here.
Yeah, Rob's doing this. And, you know, we got a few tickets left on this. I'd like to have you guys come up. I'd like to meet you guys. They picked the absolute worst photo.
Yeah, you got a 9:30 a.m. slot. You're going to be wide open. This is going to be a podcast, though. Oh, yeah. 30 minutes earlier.
I'm going to be teaching on prayer and a bunch of other stuff as far as the Bible.
That's a little seminar photo, isn't it?
I don't know what that
is.
That's
a seminar photo. That's from one success seminar.
I love that somebody put prodded me with something. I'm looking pretty wild in that picture. So if we ever do another one of these, I'm going to have to do a different picture.
That's an older photo, too.
It looks like that cat with the bulging eyes. That's what it looks like.
You look way better than that.
Probably better than that.
Yeah,
that's about a 20-year-old photo.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a success seminars.
I don't know what that was.
Maybe later. Anyway, you want me to pull this up for you?
But I do look happy. April 25th and the 4th and the 5th, I'll be speaking on the 5th on Saturday morning. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'll be speaking in the 9:30. I'm the first speaker that morning. We'll be there around 8, and I'll set up a little table, have a few books. I'll do some book signing, that kind of stuff.
I promise, by the way, you're going to bring some purple sticks for people.
I'm going to get some samples away.
Yeah, I've told her by that. I've had people email me now. I've kind of obligated you to do it. So.
Oh.
I'll pack you something.
Well, I'll
pack you a freezer, Ziploc, we'll air seal it so it's not to take a bunch of room. You take a bunch of these boxes, you're going to call your
Well, no, I'll just dump a bunch of stuff in my pocket and fold up one book. I'm not taking any carry-on luggage. I'm coming in on Friday night. The tickets, the airlines to this place is just, I mean, it's kind of a remote place.
Hard to get up there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think American Airlines is
That's
the problem.
That's probably why. American Airlines is the problem.
Oh, my gosh.
The problem is we have points from years and years and years of using them. And so it's like
we're stuck with them.
Yeah, you got to use
And so basically, I'll be speaking at 9:30 on Saturday. I'll be there for a few hours, and I've got to leave because I couldn't even get a flight out without like a 6-hour layover the next day. It's horrible.
Oh, gosh.
And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to just ease on out on Saturday afternoon. But I'll be there in the morning. And if you have any health questions, I'll try to answer them. Now, it may be in a public setting, so don't get mad. And so don't bring anything real personal, but I'll try to help you with some of those for as much time as I can until I can basically not do it. You have to be there about 8 o'clock on Saturday morning for that before a bunch of people come in and start asking me a bunch of questions before I have to speak. Because I need about 15 minutes before I speak just to clear the mechanism.
Well, yeah, you guys understand that. Anytime you're seeing somebody, whatever it may be, a seminar, you don't ever talk to them before the seminar
or
a presentation. I always tell people.
And here's what happens. And forgive me. I'm just going to tell you. And here's what happens. They start about something.
Yeah.
You know,
it distracts you.
It clogs up the mechanism.
It was so funny. There was a video that popped up the other day of Conor McGregor going to a UFC fight, and he walks into this, like, it's like one of the green rooms, mm-hmm. and he's talking. He's like, where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? I want to see so-and-so. And they go, oh, he's ready. He's about to fight in 15 minutes. He goes, no. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him. I'm going to see him after the fight. They said, we can take him in there. He said, no, I'm not going in there. he backs completely off. He went like barging in, like wanting to see him. He hasn't fought yet. He's fighting 15 minutes now to move his time.
You know, I remember years ago when I was doing the success seminars, you know, sometimes I take your mom with you. Sometimes I take you with me. Sometimes I get a whole family in a, you know, in an RV. And I remember a couple of times, you know, Sharon, for some reason, would start an argument with me the morning I was leaving to fly out by myself. And finally, I asked her, I said, why are you doing this? You're messing up. I can't clear the mechanism like this. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, man, you're right. I'm sorry. I won't do it. And she never did it again. Yep. But the point is, sometimes you inadvertently say things that basically take somebody's mind off what they're supposed to be doing. And you trigger that cascade. And then you can't clear the mechanism. And you don't speak as well as you should have spoken. And so it's just, you know, just so if you're going to meet me at 8 o'clock in the morning, don't start on me. I don't want to hear about it. Don't.
About your grammar on the show.
No, I don't want to hear about my grammar. I don't want to hear about stuff that you don't agree with. Just if you want to ask me some questions, just go ahead. I mean, just, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And the problem is I can't carry the Glock because I'm on a regular airplane.
You could check it in, but it's a pain in the butt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'll make sure that Rob brings me a really nice. Well, gosh, I don't think Wisconsin's reciprocal.
Stand by.
Hang on. I don't think I can carry a gun. So we'll have armed security there. I'll tell Rob to bring it up. But I'm just joking about all that. But the reality is that, you know, if you want to be there for April the 4th and 5th, it's going to be a great conference. Look it up. Wisconsin Christian News. We got a few tickets left, and I'd love to talk to you. So there you go. Rob, I told you I'd tell you guys about all of this, and here I am talking about it. So I'm excited. Probably should have done it a month ago, but I didn't do it. Oh, by the way, you know, this is interesting that we've got to realize is that why is this media so quiet about Trump violence that is erupting all over the nation?
Wisconsin's not reciprocal. You're right.
I didn't think Wisconsin was reciprocal. So if I try to consider
It says yes, but other restrictions in it. So it's got a bunch of restrictions just so everybody wants to know that. I'm trying to pull it up here. So it's not only non-resident permits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Anyways, why is the media so quiet about the anti-Trump violence that is erupting all over the nation? This is an article from End of the American Dream. If the left is angry now, what do you think they will be like once President Trump and Elon Musk have 6 more months to make major changes? That's a good question. They are calling it the anti-Trump resistance. And all over the nation, this movement is becoming increasingly violent. If Trump supporters were using explosives, shooting up dealerships, setting vehicles on fire, stockpiling guns and throwing Molotov cocktails, the mainstream media would be going absolutely nuts. But since it's the radical leftists that are actually doing this, the mainstream media is treating the violence as if it's not a big deal. Isn't that interesting, yep. Austin? You know, and so you start to think about, wow, they're doing all this stuff against Donald Trump. Why is that? Well, I've learned something about people. And I don't know why liberals are like this. You rattle their cage a little bit, they go nuts. They really go nuts. And they can't give you a reason why they're going nuts. It's just that they're going nuts. They'll let you know, I'm going nuts on you. Why? I don't know, but I'm going to do it. And you're like, but why are you doing this? I mean, you got all of this government waste being exposed now, which is what we all said needed to be stopped. Oh, that's right. You're a leftist. You're getting money from the government, probably on some type of program that you're on, and now you're upset because people are about starting to realize you can't do it. You got your $25,000, $30,000 for your transgender surgery for breast implants, and now you can't get those anymore. But, oh, that's right. You already got the $20,000, $30,000. You chose not to do it. You lived on it. Whoa. Now you're angry because of Donald Trump, and you want to run around and say Donald Trump is having homosexuals and transgenders killed, which is a total lie. It's not true. So now you want to say all this stuff because you want to believe all this stuff because your policies and your money supply is starting to dwindle down. And to me, it's good riddance, Austin, with all of this stuff. I mean, why in the world are we supporting stuff that people hate the United States with?
Wisconsin, open carry is legal for any person 18 years or older, not prohibited from possessing a firearm. You can open carry in Wisconsin without a permit.
But you have to be.
No, you do not. Any person shall issue state. I was wrong, by the way.
So I can strap on a gun.
You can carry a .44 Magnum open carry with what they're stating.
Can I sling an AR-15?
It's going to be hard to walk on stage, though, unless you gonna bring one of the short barrels.
It's the conversations we have here.
Now,
don't worry, Rob. I'm not going to sling an AR-15. I'm not going to carry open carry a .44 Magnum.
Of course,
this audience may like that.
I want to meet you. I want to meet you guys.
Show up to this. It's very, very important. You guys.
Anyways, I was reading about Wisconsin gun laws. I've never really.
Oh, by the way, apparently more than 400 Palestinians killed last night in a surprise Israeli airstrike across Gaza. Yeah, I don't know what they're striking. It's all rubble.
Well, a surprise airstrike. I mean,
Well, no, you know, they were on leash hell unless they returned the hostages, which may or may not even be alive anymore, which they may have not have taken hostages. Israel launched airstrikes against the Gaza Strip early Tuesday, killing hundreds of Palestinians, including women and children. According to the territory's health ministry, the surprise bombardment shattered a ceasefire in place since January and threatened to fully reignite the 17-month-old war. Death toll said at least 404 people were killed in the strikes and more than 560 were wounded. By the way, there's hundreds of thousands dead now. Rescuers are still searching the rubble. That's right. There's nothing but rubble there. It's among the deadliest days of the war, which has, you know, killed over 48,000 Palestinians, much higher than that. According to local health officials, it's placed an estimated 90% of Gaza's population. Israel's position, the unbelievable, I'm about to say a bad thing about Benjamin Netanyahu, said he ordered the strikes because of a lack of progress in talks to extend the ceasefire. What? So Nobody's doing anything.
No, they're saying four. They're saying an AP that came out and said 400 Palestinians, mainly women and children. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I gotta show you guys. I have this free. Send me a bunch of emails, this and that. I don't really want to read them. It's annoying. Everybody goes, well, the Hamas, they're holding terror. They're holding hostages. And Hamas is doing this. And Hamas is doing that.
You don't know
what is Hamas doing? Hamas is doing whatever we're told Hamas is doing on mainstream media. Am I wrong?
Exactly right.
I haven't been to Palestine. I haven't been to Gaza Strip. Have you? If you have and you've been there and you've done open reporters and research and you've got intel to share, please do so, because the reports that I have heard from people that have had connections over there is that essentially we've done just blanket dragnet explosion, airstrikes, drone strikes on anything and everything that moves over there. Hamas, not Hamas, terrorists, not terrorists, women, children. That's all I have heard. But the lie that they keep telling us and they keep doing all this stuff because it's Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. You guys come to your own conclusion about it, but one thing I don't ever do is I don't ever believe the mainstream media, especially when it all says the exact same thing. That's just my stance on it. Also, too, switching gears while everybody stays strong and healthy, high-dose vitamin D has now been shown to slow progression of MS-like neurological disorders, multiple sclerosis. Since people taking 100,000 units of vitamin D every 2 weeks had less nerve damage assessed by an MRI scan. New clinical trial found that high doses of vitamin D may significantly slow the progression of neurological disorders and the conditions that essentially may look like and precede MS. Most MS and CIS are caused by inflammation and damage to the central nervous system, specifically the brain and spinal cord. The research concluded across 36 MS centers aimed to evaluate the effect of vitamin D supplementation on parents and experience early signs of the disease. The double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study enrolled 303 participants aged 18 to 55 with low vitamin D and MRI results typical CIS. They essentially went in there and they treated them with 100,000 IUs of vitamin D or a placebo for a period of 22 months. The primary outcome measured was the occurrence of disease activity. The findings revealed that only 60% of the participants receiving vitamin D had symptom relapses on MRIs, compared to almost 80% of those who received the placebo. So that's interesting. It decreased it significantly. And another reason why it's so important to stay up to date and active on your vitamin D, because remember, vitamin D is fat soluble. It's got to build up in your system, which is a good thing, because once you start taking higher doses of it, you check your blood levels, you see where they're at, you can maintain and monitor them from there. But there's a reason why we've got the 10,000 IUs with K2. Most people, even when they take low doses, they never get enough vitamin D built up in their system to get their blood levels where they need to be. That's what people are like, oh, I'm going to take 500 IUs a day or the 600 IUs that they recommend. That's completely and totally erroneous amount of vitamin D, especially with the lack of sunlight that most people get in their lives, and also to the lack of nutrients and vitamin D they get in their food supply. So again, another reason why to stay up to date on the vitamin D3. But I thought that was a pretty cool article as far as showing here where it slows the progression of MS-like neurological disorders. Dad, what do you think?
The biggest reason so many people are deficient in vitamin D3 is basically season affective disorder. Because they're in the areas up north that basically have no sun. Secondly, they need a lot more vitamin D than they think, and a lot of them are using sunscreen and umbrellas and and hats, and they're staying out of the sun. And so it's a big problem since they started getting everybody to pump it, full of sunscreen.
And it's just, and there's nothing wrong with the sun, but it will age your skin. It will do that. You know, but you got to be careful with it not to get too much. The best time to get the sun is like from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock
correct.
In the morning.
Morning time.
Or like, you know, an hour before sunset. That's a great time to get sun.
The thing that I've always told people, and I've heard this from a lot of individuals as far as with anti-aging, because I've had this question brought up to me. If you're going to use sunscreen, primarily use really good natural kind of use it like on your face.
Like a zinc.
Yep. Don't coat yourself down in sunscreen if you go out in the morning or go for a walk. You know, spraying your arms, spraying your legs, spraying everything to cover it up in sunscreen. Because quite frankly, your body does need to be able to absorb some of it. But the most effective, most aggressive aging is on your face with the sun.
Well, I know you're.
I've lived in Florida my whole life.
Your mom basically always kept her face covered. That's why one of the reasons she looks so young. And, you know, she always either wear a hat or whatever. She would not get out without sunscreen.
And I'm always out of the sun. And I hate sunscreen. I hate the greasy feeling. And it shows. I like being outside. I like being outside.
Just wear a hat if you don't want to do the sunscreen. Just keep it off your face.
Yeah.
You know, I do that now.
I know you do. Oh, you got a big Indiana Jones hat. It works, though. You look really good. You've been your aging's decreasing now. I'm proud of him. He's done well.
Oh, by the way, this is from Armstrong Economics. Basically, this is from, as Gates moved to Europe like the other neocons, this is a pretty good article. It says, Ursula, the unelected dictator of Europe, pulled her up in a minute, has refused to hand over her emails with Pfizer. Imagine that.
Because
of the pushing of the COVID shot, one must wonder how much money it takes to satisfy a psychopath.
It's endless.
Greed is pretty deep. The European people like Canada have no right to vote for the head of their own country. They are appointed in the back room by other politicians, and Europeans have been stripped of the right to even change the government in Brussels. This is a complaint that I'm hearing and rising all the time from European readers, and this is what 2020-32 is about. It will be the end of parliamentary systems once and for all. The voice of the people will completely stop in 2032. And there's a big picture of this basically Pfizer chief hugging this Ursula.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'll give Ursula credit. Since we're talking about all this weird stuff, she is pretty. She is. She's not. She's not a kid, but she's taking good care of herself. But it's interesting to me how now she was basically put here, and she used to work directly with the government of Angela Merkel. She speaks French and in German. And her father, Ernst Albrecht, was one of the first European civil servants, and she was brought up bilingually in German and French and moved to Germany in 1971. Her father became involved in German politics. She's smart. She graduated from the London School of Economics in 1978. And in 1987, she acquired her medical license from Hanover Medical School. And after marrying fellow physician Verlaine Leylin, she lived for 4 years in the United States with her family in the 1990s after returning to Germany. So she's going to speak extremely good English, extremely good German, and extremely good French. And so, but nobody voted for her, Austin. They put her in like this. And so, you know, so
isn't this always how it begins to go, though?
Well, no.
Tyrannical governments?
Well, because they've got to take away the rights of the people. And then what they do before they stop letting you vote at all, they start setting the candidates in place who they want. So it doesn't matter who you vote for. They still have in whoever they want.
Control. But this goes back again to the feudal system.
It does.
We had the kings and the lords. All said, it didn't matter who the peasants wanted. It was, well, I'm appointing him now. I'm crowning him king. Or you know, somebody comes in and they just have a bigger army. They go, I killed him. Now I'm king.
That's right.
And that's how this old way worked. And that's how they want it to work back like this. They just go in, well, we're removing him now. The CIA and Mossad moves this guy. We're putting a new guy in. We appoint him. It's the same thing from medieval times, just a different play. That's all it is.
Hope it doesn't go back to hacking each other to death with swords and axes.
Pretty barbaric, it's effective.
Yeah, I watched that one movie, with Mel Gibson, Braveheart. That's some rough stuff in that movie. Then I watched Gladiator, and I'm like myself, this is crazy the way they just hacked each other like this. This is awful.
I mean, it works.
Well, it does.
Before firearms.
Oh, really, yeah, right? I know, but it's just
now we have more, you know, a cleaner way to do it.
So did Gates move to Europe? I don't know. I don't care about that weirdo. He's just another cutout. All he is. He was given the money and given the research from Roswell, by the way, and his parents were directly involved in Planned Parenthood and the Federal Reserve Bank in his area, just how it works to what they do and how they do it. And, the United States economy is teetering on the brink of a recession. You know, and you and I talked about this yesterday. You know, Austin, when you have millions of people being laid off their jobs, okay?
It's a topic. It's a real topic.
Okay. You have, and even when the government sending out all this funny money and this phony money, is stopped with Doge, which they need to be stopped, that trickles down.
Yep.
And all of this stuff begins to trickle down, and you start having a slowdown of the cycle of money. And when that happens, you know, a lot of times you have a contraction of the M1 money supply. And when that happens, you go into a recession. And it says that nearly 6.6% of subprime auto borrowers, those with low credit scores who are considered higher risk, were at least 60 days late on their car loans in January of 2025. The rate set at 2.5% as recently as 2021 before steadily going higher. Before the 2008 recession, a surge in defaults on subprime mortgages triggered a financial meltdown. Now, a similar pattern is merging into the auto loan market, raising concerns that the U.S. economy could be heading for another downturn. You know, they used to say, Austin, however GM goes, General Motors, so goes the United States of America, because GM gets that trickle effect, and all of the suppliers, all of the different people borrowing the money for all these cars back in the 50s and 60s. And then the other countries started coming in with their Nissans and their Hondas and their Toyotas. They took a big chunk of GM.
Exactly what happened.
And then, of course, then Ford basically started making so much junk in the 70s and 80s that they went and got into trouble. And so now we're in a situation that we're sitting here looking at this and we're saying, wait a minute. Why are so many people defaulting on car loans? Well, I'll tell you why. Because after COVID, people are getting 125%, 150% of the value of these vehicles financed. And now they want to trade these cars, and they can't. And now they can't make the payments anymore because eggs are $10 a dozen.
Well, what's also a systemic effect now, too, that nobody's wanted to discuss is during COVID, the production amount of vehicles went down. A lot of the manufacturers went down.
Well, and they started pretending like they didn't have computer parts.
And, what they had was, too, that they were still producing a lot of vehicles. A lot of them were sitting there waiting on parts. They were waiting on some of them. And then once they got the parts in, they flooded the market. Well, now, in order to try to keep the cash cow going, they've continued to manufacture enormous amount of vehicles when production really is needed to slow down with a lot of manufacturers. So now the manufacturers are going back to these $5,000 and $10,000 rebates.
Well, you see how the Corvette CA. They're destroying their own market. It's a great car, but they're destroying it.
It's a great car, and rebates are great if somebody wants to get in and get a good deal on a new one. The problem with it is they've now taken a lot of these vehicles that people were already a little upside down in, and now they're massively murdering the market because you got some of these guys that pay $10,000 over for a CA.
Now we have guys with $10,000 in discounts.
Yeah, now they're going, well, you know, you pay $90,000 and the sticker was $70,000 on your CA because you wanted to have one first. Well, now that car's worth $50,000 or $60,000 when you go to trade it in, and they're going, this doesn't make sense. So they're ruining their own market with these manufacturing this.
Back to greed again.
The dealerships
were making huge record profits during COVID.
Yep.
They were massively overcharging for used cars. Massively.
Oh, they were.
And they're putting addendums on the new ones.
And that's the addendums are what really – see, if they would have let the market naturally stay where it was and they would have stopped putting those addendums on them, the market would have – it would have corrected itself. But the problem is they artificially overbloated the values of the vehicles, because what happened was you went to go buy a new vehicle. Well, instead of $60,000 sticker, they wanted $90,000 with a $30,000
Honda. A Honda Accord, $25,000, $10,000
Yep. The used market had to fill the gap. It's economics. There was no other option. So now those used cars that were $20,000, $30,000, now, well, a new one's $90,000 instead of $60,000. Now the used ones go up to $55,000 because you can't get one. So then what happened was the whole market came up, and now the whole market's coming down, crashing. So, again, be cautious with that.
We warned all of you folks, and I mean, we pleaded with you not to pay over sticker for cars.
And now don't pay anything close to sticker. You should be able to get $5,000 to $10,000 off anything you buy if you buy it new, or look at the used market, because a lot of vehicles now are getting dumped at the auction from dealers.
But the problem is that dealers are so desperate to try to earn a profit now, they're pushing the used car prices up still, and they're still making people buy them. They'll pay $40,000 for a used car, and they still want to sell it for $55,000.
No, that's the issue now. So a lot of the dealers, people are getting, again, that irritation to be at the dealers, because the dealers are not wanting to put anything in used vehicles, but then they turn around, they go to sell them, and they run them to the roof because they want to make 30-40% on
something. Well, a lot of times it's better to find something online. But remember, just like in the dating market, a lot of the used cars that are on the market for sale don't exist.
That is also true.
They're a lie. They're trying to get you to wire money to them for a car that's not even real. Be careful with that, guys.
Guys, we're in the clock now. You guys need anything? Team Health Masters. I got an article on B vitamins here, reducing glycoma risk. I'll talk about that tomorrow.
Whoa. That's
important. Yeah, I was getting this today. We have so many articles. Great show today. If you guys need anything, Team Health Masters product of the week, B Complex, on sale for over 15% off. And be sure to grab the morning stack that I put together now on the front page of the website. You can go right here to the protocol kits, special product discounts that we have. Scroll right down, and we got it there. The ultimate morning energy kit, over 10% off. Try it. Give me feedback on it. Let me know how you like it. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome night.
But only if you want to get hyper like me and awesome right now.
I like being hyper like this.
I feel pretty good like this. I'm about to hit the weights. Hey, I love you guys. Remember, Jesus is always the key guy to go to. Always pray and understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.